Hello, this is Mark of the Mark and Daryl Show, heard every Sunday Eastern Standard Time, 8 to midnight, only on Rant Radio and, well, every other part of this radio network affiliate station. Anyways, I'm about an hour into my four-hour drive to Tampa. Well, not to Tampa, to Zephyr Hills, Florida, to be exact. Well, I'm doing this drive alone, and I can't get anybody on the phone, so it's getting a little bit lonely. And been trying to call people to wish them happy Thanksgiving. And did you know it's like when it's 12:30 here on the East Coast, it's like 9 or 8 o'clock or something like that over there on the West Coast, or I don't know. It's point is nobody's awake. So I can't wait. I'm wishing them a happy Thanksgiving, and they tell me you probably don't want to hear what it is they got to say because this lady is present in the audience. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Drive to Work update, because it's the Drive to Thanksgiving Dinner update. Let's see. Big news today. Now, you don't get this news on TV because they're all talking about traffic. Just a reminder. The FBI interviews Halliburton whistleblower and asks questions about higher officials. An Army whistleblower who raised concerns that the Pentagon improperly awarded business to the Vice President Dick Cheney's former company has been interviewed extensively by the FBI and is gathering documents to help its agents. Will they ever find anything? Actually, you know what? You need to go over to, what is this dude's blog? You know what? Just hang tight. I've got this excellent commercial that, since I'm not on my computer, I cannot show it to you. But it's a Halliburton. If Halliburton ran ads on the radio, this would be a wonderful advertisement for them. Actually, you know what? Stay tuned to the Mark and Daryl Show on Sunday, and I'll make a special note to play it for you open podcast, folks. It's absolutely comedy gold, and I've just wasted a whole minute telling you about something you're not going to hear for another few days. Bugs and Weeds enlisted to fight terrorists. Backed by the Pentagon, scientists are studying natural bioscience biosentinels that could give early warning of biological and chemical attacks and detect explosives. Alright, that's mildly interesting. It kind of reminds me of the Wired article this month that talks about how we're having a deal there to create new herbicides for the drug war in South America. There's a lot of bio war stuff going on this year, or not this year, this week in the news. Maybe this month. And let's see. What else is there? This Ukraine election, it's gone to hell in a handbasket. Nobody thinks it's legitimate. I mean, there might have been doubts before, but Powell came out. Powell said, you guys are frauds. And I don't know. That's the news. That's all the news that would fit in a 5-minute time segment that's anything in any way interesting. So if you guys want to hear my insane, lonely ramblings on this four-hour drive, tune into Risen.com for the rest of the day. I'm going to be making odd blog posts in the main column, the Rizports column. So that's that. Deuce.